Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. That's BBM Bumbo Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So do check it all out, your mob, and have you saying yarn up strong. Big shout out to the Cairns and Yarrabah mob here in Far North. We are out of lockdown, but we still need to abide by the rules, your mob. If you're out and about, wear your mask and please practice social distancing, 1.5 metres away from each other, and constantly wash your hands, very, very much so. So do that. Do what you need to do. Keep our mob safe. You've done a fantastic job. We need to keep doing it. All right. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Janina Harding, Artistic Director of the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, CIAF, and just talk about the postponement of CIAF for this year with the new dates that will take place. Online, Janina, good morning, sister. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev.
Thank you for coming to the program. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Out of lockdown?
Free now.
Free. Yeah, true. Too deadly. We are free, but CIAF, not so much on the dates. We've got new dates for Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. So what are our dates, sister?
The dates are Wednesday the 10th to Sunday the 14th of November.
November. All right. So there's a date claiming you mobbed, 10th November to the 14th of November. That's a Wednesday right through to the Sunday. CIAF has been moved. Thanks to COVID-19, but look, blessed are the flexible, and we were always travelling with that in mind, weren't we, there, Janina?
Well, exactly, yeah. So that's the thing about CIAF now, because after last year when we made CIAF into a digital platform,
yes,
we can do the same again and we can have a bit of both,
yes,
which is what we plan to do anyway.
So yeah, exactly.
So postponement doesn't really, you know, we totally understand why, and I think the listeners would understand too why we had to change the date.
Exactly.
We didn't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
So no, that's right.
Rather than cancel completely, we'll just... you know, readjust and recalibrate and start again and just have a new date.
Exactly. Adaptability is the word I'm thinking of there, and that's the way we need to be. And the old saying is not what happens to you in life, is how you respond to it. And we responded by changing the date, so the goal, the dream is still at the table, just a different date.
That's right, exactly. so we're talking to artists
yes,
that are all involved for the August dates, and just seeing if they can make the November date. So that's what we're in the process of doing now.
Oh, fantastic. And so the communication is going full on with that. So all hands on deck regarding your team there?
Yes. Everyone's just been fantastic. So they understand, and because we've had experience last year, so everyone's just sort of pulling together and making it happen. Mm. And I must just say that, you know, big shout-out to all the artists involved that... totally understand and still want to be part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Exactly. So before I let you go, just let the listeners know, especially for our brothers and sisters are not in the area, across the country, what is CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair? How long has it been operating for?
We started in 2009 and we've been going ever since. So it's been around for, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes. And it's a great tool, isn't it, for our mob in the art sense, but also in the business sense?
Yeah, people have a chance to really shine, because it's basically a showcase of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, or Queensland Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander,
yes,
art and culture.
Yes.
And it's this whole showcase, you know, on different art forms. So you'll see your visual arts and fashion and comedy and theatre and all sorts of things happening this year in November.
Fantastic. And how long have you been the artistic director for CIAF?
Since 2015.
Yeah. All right. So part of the furniture there, and you got the manager on board there, Daryl Harris. Big shout out to Daryl. He came from the Yarrabah Cultural Arts and Centre, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was a manager at Yarrabah Arts Centre, and before that, he was at UMI. He was a general manager at UMI.
Yeah, he was. Very, very...
Yeah.
You're very lucky to steal him. Fantastic. And, look, thank you for sharing. So they're the dates, November 10 to November 14. And just confirming again the venue to where CIAF will be operating.
Well, the art fair will be at the Cairns Cairns Convention Centre. So yes, that's a new venue, new big venue. So we're looking forward to showing off in that space.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And look, they just finished renovating it for you. They knew you were coming.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed, we can make it all happen in a physical sense.
Lovely, yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing with us. All the best to you and your team. Keep doing the good work and keep yarning with our deadly artists out there. Thank you very much, sister.
Thanks for having me.
Baba Dal.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn. Janina Harding, Artistic Director of the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Yes, it was happening this month. It has been postponed thanks to CIAF. So date claimer there, November 10. That's Wednesday 10 November right through to Sunday 14 November. So 4 days of beautiful art, and it's all happening at the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair at the Convention Centre here in Cairns. So there's a date claiming mob. Have you say, Yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. The deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
I'm Bogana Johnny.
Yeah, Wiper, this Lemon G Teenage Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, the announcement of Climate Action Plan 2030, driven by a cabinet subcommittee chaired by the Premier, has the opportunity and responsibility to commit to power up Queensland with 100% renewable energy before 2030. Anything less seriously risks Queensland's energy security and international reputation. Climate Action Plan 2030 demonstrates the Queensland government understands the time is running out to produce a plan of emission and reduction. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Queensland Conservation Council's Director, Dave Copeman, on the line. Dave, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Listen, I'm great. I'm really happy to be talking to you this morning. Thanks for that introduction.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. And the old saying, time waits for nobody. And so here we are, and regarding the Climate Action Plan for 2030, we need to get a move on, yes?
Yeah, like nothing else. This is really important. We've just had the IPCC report. So this is the report of all the top scientists in the world saying that temperatures have already increased 1.4 degrees on land in Australia. And if we get much hotter, then that will be the end of the Great Barrier Reef. We need to see action as quickly as we can to reduce our emissions. And the other thing that's really important to know is actually Australia, we've got the most we can do because we're actually one of the highest emitters on a per capita basis.
It's not a trophy we want, do we, Dave?
Sorry, what?
It's not a trophy that we want, do we?
No, it's a terrible trophy. Listen, exactly. The only people who's higher than us is like the petrostates of the Gulf, like Saudi Arabia and Arab Emirates. So, no, we don't want to be in that company.
And facts and figures don't lie, Dave.
No, they don't. That's right. You're absolutely spot on. They don't lie. I mean, I think we've had a lot of politicians who try and distract people and get into mischief instead of telling the truth, but the scientists are just telling us the cold hard facts. This is what we've got to do. We've got to change quickly. But the good news is there's jobs in it. Spend all that money to change things over, we're going to require work on the ground in regional Queensland. And also we've got some of the best sun and the best wind in the world. Mm. We can get deeper renewable power that will actually create, new industries, whether it be making kind of renewable aluminium or exporting hydrogen to Japan and Korea. All of these things will lead to economic activity that will benefit people in Queensland and across Australia. But the problem is we need to get a move on, because if we're not first off the boat, other countries will beat us to it.
Yes, and we don't want that. So we're just saying a new space, new industries, employment, but also looking after Mother Earth.
Well, that's the most important thing. I've got two kids. I want them to have, the opportunities I had growing up in terms of being able to see the beautiful parts of southeast Queensland, being able to go out and snorkel on the reef, being able to walk in the beautiful forests that we have, and to see the incredible animals we have. Now, climate change is going to have impact on our nature. Temperatures change is going to have impact on animals and plants, and they can adapt, but they can't adapt if it runs away, if it gets too fast. Exactly. So that's why we've got to put the brakes on. It's part of our responsibilities to protect this country and to play our part globally.
So any red tape, any hurdles at this point in time? Where are we at with it?
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Dave?
I think I lost you.
Okay, we'll try and get Dave back. That's Dave Copeman. He's the Director of Queensland Conservation Council. We'll try and get him back online just to finish that conversation. Queensland Government Climate Action Plan comes to a crucial time with not a second to spare, and that's our conversation regarding the Climate Action Plan for 2030. We'll try and get Dave back, continue that yarn, but stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Name so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like you
style. Yeah, opened that song there. Hey girl, what's your name? And I'm talking to a man, that's Dave Copeman, and he's the director of Queensland Conservation Council. Dave, you there, mate? Sorry?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Good. Thank you. My question is, how are we looking in regarding the future red tape hurdles? Where are we at with it? Government's on board. Are we looking good?
Listen, I wish I could say that we are.
Okay.
But there's much more to do. Particularly in the energy sector, it's complicated. You've got the state government and the federal government. And the federal government at the moment are not taking the action they need to be taking. They're putting all of their focus on gas, which is another fossil fuel.
Yep.
And they're not supporting the investment in renewables that we need. And they're not creating the energy system that actually will encourage us to build the batteries and the solar and wind that we're going to need to power the system. Now, the state government, they are doing something. They've created this subcommittee of cabinet. Now, you know, the Premier's chairing it, and they've said that they're going to get on with making a decision around how we reach our emissions reductions. So that's something there, but there's work to do for them. We've got a plan of what they should be doing.
Mm. So we're talking about the federal government is...
Well,
have I lost you again, Dave, have I? Dave?
No, I'm here.
Sorry.
I'm just trying not to talk. I've talked too much.
Okay, Dave, I was just saying...
keep talking underwater.
Thank you, my friend. Dave, I was just saying that the Commonwealth seems to be, like, protecting the so-called the mining companies, which bring in billions of dollars, and that is a money-making machine, but it's creating havoc in regarding climate action plan.
Yeah, that's right. And listen, the thing is that our trading partners, the people who we're selling our coal to...
Yes.
They've all committed to net zero. So the challenge is they're going to stop importing our coal.
Okay.
Particularly our thermal coal, the ones that's used for coal-fired power stations. That's only got a limited life.
Now, yeah, well, if you've got no clients to buy your product, your produce, then you ain't got a business.
But the thing is that, and, you know, you won't hear Greenies say this often, but there is a future for mining because we're going to need the renewable resources. So, you know, a Tesla car uses about three times as much copper as a ordinary car.
Okay.
Because it's got those batteries, and we've got a bunch of copper out at Mount Isa.
Yep.
And then there's other rare minerals that we use for batteries that are going to be important in the future. So it's not like there won't be jobs.
It's not be all end all. Yes, exactly. But it's about a compromise, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's about adapting.
Adapting.
It's going, okay, we used to do coal mining. Now we're going to be doing different stuff.
Exactly.
You know, we...
And they had a fair run of the mill, haven't they?
Yeah, they have had a fair run of the mill.
Hello.
They have. And listen, you know, for some people it's been a good job and it's paid good money.
Sure.
But it's also dangerous.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Coal miners die far too often.
Yes.
Now, we need to plan for the future in terms of what the jobs our kids are going to have.
Exactly.
The global finances, they're not investing anymore in fossil fuel stuff. They're moving their money.
Mm.
And, you know, like it or lump it, they kind of set some of the terms of what happens in the global economy, and we need to be clever about that. If BHP are saying they're getting out of coal, as they are, and Rio Tinto has said they're going to reduce their emissions by 20%, by 50%, then we need to be planning for what they're going to be doing and making sure that there's investment in Australia for Australian jobs.
Well, the other thing is goalposts are changing. So if you're a multi-billion dollar mining company, then you need to adapt and invest your money elsewhere if that's the case.
Yeah,
you would think
right.
if it's
and
a business move,
doing.
Isn't
they're,
it?
They're changing. You know, even Twiggy Forrest, who made all his money out of iron ore, now he's saying he's going to do green steel.
Yeah.
So he's saying instead of using coking coal for steel, he's going to use hydrogen, renewably created hydrogen.
Beautiful.
Now, you know, I don't think anyone would lift Twiggy up and say he's an environmentalist.
No, thanks, right. There you go.
Yes. So if he's changing, I think we need to realise that the world's changing.
The other thing is change or get left behind, Dave.
That's right, and our governments have to be out there leading us.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes I think they, you know, there's that old saying, there goes my people, I better get in front of them and lead them. Mm. We've got the problem that our politicians are just playing a tune that they think that everyone knows for 20 years of coal is good, emissions are good, and greenies want to take your jobs. But actually the future is that the economy around the world is shifting because of the science, and our politicians have to stop playing that same song.
Well, exactly.
Because it's old and it's out of date now. So that's why I'm really excited that the government set up this subcommittee because, to be honest, if it's If it's not chaired by the Premier, and if it doesn't have the Treasurer and the Deputy Premier in there making decisions together, sometimes it just gets left out on the edge in the Environment Department.
It sounds like a tiger with teeth, my friend.
We need all of them around the table saying, what's the plan?
Exactly. Beautiful. Dave, thank you for sharing. We'll be in touch. Thank you very much.
You there?
That's Dave Copeman. Lost him at the end there, but he's director of Queensland Conservation Council, and the Queensland Government Climate Action Plan comes to a crucial time with not a second to spare. It's about looking after Mother Nature, like I said, and supporting the climate change. Mother Earth needs to breathe, and we need to adapt to the changes, what's happening on Mother Earth. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Feel your flow, like the river meets the ocean, finds its way back home. I heard your story, brought me to tears. Wash away the I'm not good enough, and all of your fears in your eyes. Can't get enough.
I got love.
All the pessimism living deep down in your gut has got me thinking. A girl like you, such a sacrifice to live a life. Shine the way you do in your eyes. Can't get enough.
I got love.
I got love. I got ever relocating into the earth from up above. The hurt is cool. Someone like you, a little bit of shy, a little bit of cool, a bright white light right down your spine, down your whole ride when you're moving grind. And when it gets too much, break it down, let it flow into the grind. You divine, can't get enough.
I got love,
I got love, I got ever relocated into the air from up above. The hurt is cool. In your home.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, New South Wales artist behind Aussie Olympic surfing team's visual identity pays tribute to ancestors. We're talking about Deli artist's sister from down south, Jasmine Antrunchen, and got her on the line. A very good morning, Jasmine. How are you, sis?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, sis?
So my family's from far western New South Wales. I grew up on the coast, but my family's Barkindji, Malyangarpa, so along the Darling River, Wilkenya, Broken Hill way.
All right, Tune Deli, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a deadly space that you're working in, and congratulations on being part of the naming of the Aussie Olympic surfing team. And look, must pay respect to the Yerrikanji mob, the mob up here in far north Queensland, here in Kanji-Dinji country. It was named after their mob, the jellyfish people. So tell us about how it all came about for you as an artist, sister.
Yeah, so really special, having them reach out to me and telling me the backstory, working alongside the Yerrikanji people to get the naming, was a big reason for me wanting to be on board with this job, because the collaboration was so beautiful. So it was kind of a right place, right moment.
It was meant to be, Jasmine. It was meant to be, sister. I got goosebumps just listening to your yarn.
it was just the perfect timing. I was working alongside the creative agency, and then, they needed an Aboriginal artist to work on this branding, and I happened to already be working within there.
And you happen to already be an Indigenous.
I happen to already be Indigenous, so perfect fit.
Too deadly. And so were you excited about the approach, and did you say yes straight away, or did they have a feelers out for other artists, or fell in your lap?
Yeah, well, I didn't realise they had actually reached out to a couple of other artists prior to reaching out to me. Hmm. It just happened to be that luckily I was in the right place at the right time, was able to work with them at the time frame that they needed. It was pretty, a fast turnaround. And, I think also, growing up in Newcastle on the coast, they like the connection to the coast, even though I am traditionally a river person. So, it was really special, being able to... work alongside them. And it was, blown away. Totally didn't... It was just an out-of-the-blue sort of spur of the moment. Oh, would you want to work with us on this?
Deadly. So talk about the vision of the actual artwork for the Yerrikanji Aussie Olympic surfing team, sister.
What was that? Sorry?
Sorry, tell us about the vision, the art piece, and how it all came together for you. What was your vision and what was the outcome? And where can people see it? Have we got a web page?
Yeah, so they have a website. It's just the Yerrikanji's surf team. I think it's just their name.
Yep.
The artwork itself was inspired just by the movement and the fluidity of the water. So I was trying to be inspired by, I guess, the ocean and the feeling that you get when you're under a wave and you look up and you watch it sort of barrel over you, and that sort of ripply feeling that you get under the ocean.
Yes.
And then I also tried to be inspired, do a bit of a contemporary take on traditional Barkindji line art. So traditionally our type of art is a lot of line work, and so I tried to bring that into the work and, I guess, have a little nudge to my family on the big screen when they're going to go out to the Olympics. So it was pretty special,
Oh, fantastic. And, look, it's great news. It's meant to be. And, look, nothing beats black on black when you're talking about, and hats off to the Aussie Olympic surfing team, having communication and yarns with the Yerrikanji mob up here in North Queensland. Big shout out there to the Singleton family. And they all came to fruition for this conversation, this yarn. And then you, as a First Nation artist, came to the table. And I think it's great that nothing beats black on black, and it's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations, my sister. Your family must be proud.
Thank you. Yeah, they're over the moon. It's been a really special experience. So, I'm just stoked to have been a part of it,
Well, come up here and visit us, Mobby, on Yerrikanji country. Come and see us. You take care, Jasmine. We'll yarn soon, sister.
We'll see. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn. Her name is Jasmine Crunchen, and she's the artist, First Nation girl, and she was behind the Aussie Olympic surfing team's visual identity of the team and the Yerrikanji mob. So fantastic. Single mob too, Deadly, representing a Deadly mob here in the waters here of far north Queensland, and means the jellyfish. That's what it's all about, totem to the mob there. And have you saying yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. The Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what.
what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yes,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from
Ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Nation beat, got a rubber-dub style, island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm, we gon' make you jump, kakar, now you get him. To kick a ragga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior. Generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
Insisting in the island styles, only while all them up on wallers and I give up on you love when you just need that them is gonna keep on.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want to
us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for an ocean, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance? Now you've had your chance. Anything I can do to get further from you? So here we are, making like a star in a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious. Better than what do you think I am? You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Had a deadly track there, Arnie Wilmer reading, You Can't Be Serious, and a beautiful jazz singer, and fantastic, and hope you all aren't. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, and Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416, that's the number you need to call. Otherwise, text our brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. About 15 minutes left on the program, and got a birthday wish going to brother Bolasetric. My brother, happy birthday, happy 50th. Enjoy your deadly day. And from this is from You Know Who. And I want an Alan Jackson song. Let's go to Alan Jackson with Ring of Fire. Do you enjoy? Happy birthday, cuss.
Fell in a ring of fire. I fell. my car's green. I feel for you like a child. Fire went wild, and I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Yeah, I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns.
Yeah, Ring of Fire, Alan Jackson. Going out to Bowler Satrick. Happy 50th, my brother. Happy birthday, and that's from You Know Who. So have a deadly day, my brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Got about 12 minutes left on the program. You can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Breaking news, ACT, Australian Capital Territory, going to enter a snap lockdown. That's for 7 days and starting 5 o'clock this afternoon. So if you mob there in Canberra, cold Canberra, lockdown. And for your mob here in Cairns, far north Queensland, Yarrabah, we are at a lockdown, but still need to abide by the rules. Stay home. If you need to get out and about, please wear your mask. Practice social distancing, 1.5 metres away from each other, and constantly wash your hands. We are in a pandemic, mob. Let's not be laxy-daisy, and let's look out for each other. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with someone on the line. Good morning, brother.
Yeah, brother. I couldn't get my head around the news, ABC, Bathurst Jail, brother.
Bathurst Jail? Lockdown.
Before you've got COVID, somebody was out on bail, eh?
Yes.
They're always in lockdown, brother. They're in jail.
I'm picking up what you're putting down,
on,
yes.
Climate change, the environment.
Yeah.
I was talking about the environment.
Dave Copeman.
I think white history, like all our history is all, and a lot of the white history, they argue with each other, but they seem to know everything about all the other races in the world, you know, Asian or in Middle Eastern, and all that caper. But one of a lot of white fellows, you know, like I spoke to you about creation, a story, and the evolution, you know, like with scientists. Well, I read about this book about the flood.
Mm.
And before the flood, it was only after the flood that there was a rainbow, as biblical history says. There was a rainbow. And I think before that, biblical history said that the old blocks, they lived to 400 years, or whatever age they got up to, and because of something to do with the ozone, and it was like a greenhouse effect, it was, and it was way before the flood. And it's like tea leaf reading, I think, brother, or sports bet, or pokies.
Mm.
It's all speculation, you know, brother. But like oral history, I like the history that I heard down at the Trinity Wolf Survival Day thing that I went to, and the story was told about the Barrier Reef, fistic farming. Yeah, an oral history, that volcano's up here on the table, and that's not speculation, brother. And I was thinking to like, I'm sort of, not just me, if I can articulate what the people that are Christians or follow, you know, the biblical teachings and about the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to buy or sell. Like, just say, for instance, buy. I mean, now it's mandatory to have a mask. Yeah. And they got this contact tracing and having apps on the phone to say you got vaccinated or not. What happens if they say this, people did get that mark? And if I said to your brother, can you give me some powder of milk, brother? Mm. And you can say to me, well, you'll have to say to me, I'm sorry, sir, when you haven't got the, you have the mark to get that. And this is, I think, probably how...
So you haven't got the mark, I can't get your powder of milk for you.
The bipartisan approach by both government said that everybody should vaccinate because of the economy and, you know, could have employment and all. But I think all the business around the world going to go bust and money going to be phased out anyway. Mm. And therefore, you know, that's out of work. And even when, if we all did get the mark of the beast or whatever, if we get vaccinated, what's to say there won't be no more death and cut either eye death rate from, you know, talk about blood clot. Hey, body grog will just give you blood clot. It affects every part of your body. It affects about 30 or 40 people, your spouses, your children, alcoholism, God, brother.
Yes.
Thank you again, brother.
No, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. So on that regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got about 7 minutes, squeezing the call if you can, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, means we go across the nation so people in WA can hear us. A big shout out to WA, especially Samantha and John, hope you're well, and one love there to you mob as well.
Like the words from a million love songs, like the promise of treasure untold, you're loving me through life's journey, gives meaning to my heart, mind and my soul. Don't you know your touch on my skin and the smile from the light of your eyes lifts me up to where I should be, and your call of my name keeps me high. No matter where I may travel, your presence always lingers with me as I face the battles of living with the scent of your body. I don't know how the time in the future, should it be only one day, I will live with the grace of your loving, and my breath, you're forever with me. Don't you know your touch on my skin and the smile from the light of your eyes lifts me up to where I should be, and your call of my name keeps me high, like the words from a million love songs, like the promise of treasure untold. You're loving me through life's journey, gives meaning to my heart, my mind and my soul.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Heart, Mind and Soul. John Rawlins here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And the news there, line up here. The news there, sorry, with the New South Wales records 345 COVID-19 cases as Bayside, Strathfield and Burwood LGAs face tighter restrictions. And as I mentioned earlier, ACT to go into seven-day lockdown as one new case of COVID-19 recorded. And that lockdown starts 5 o'clock this afternoon. You, Bob Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, so across the nation, we are in a pandemic, Bob, so abide by the rules. Stay safe. Get tested. If you're feeling with flu-like symptoms, look after each other. And if you're out and about, wear a mask and practice social distancing 1.5 metres away from each other and constantly wash your hands. Otherwise, you might thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon.